The Gemara Daf Tesamun Beis brings down a Maisa with the Bnei Reb Chiya, the children of Reb Chiya, the Nafik L'Kiyasa. They went out to their villages, they went out to take care of their fields, take care of their business. And Kiyasa, when they came back, Amar Lo Navun, their father said to them, Reb Chiya said to them, Klum Maisa Bali Yadchem. Did any Maisa come to you? Anything, any Shailas come up? Amar Lo, they said to him, Sulam Bali Yadenu. We had a Shaila about a Sulam, like the case in the Mishnah. We had Tanu and we were Matarit. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Tzuva Asu Mashi Tartim. Go back and tell him it's us, it's not Mutter, he made a mistake. And the Gemara explains the Machlekes between Reb Chiya and his children, whether that Sulam was Mutter or Asur. So interesting Maisa. They went out to their fields to take care of their work. Take care of their sadas, like Rashi says, and their father asked him, did any shailas come up? Why would his father think that? Why did he feel it necessary to ask him that question? Interesting maisa. But what's more interesting is that a very similar maisa happens in the Gemara Nida and Daf Chav Dalet. The Gemara says in Daf Chav Dalet and Alpha Nida, mamash, almost the same exact story, but with different details. So the children of Reb Chiya went out to their villages to watch their sadas. Also, Kamei Davun, they came to their father, Amalem Klum, maisa, Bali Erechem, any shailas came up? Amr Lai, they said, yeah, Panam Tuchai's Bali Adenu. We had a shaila about a certain baby, if it was tummy later or not, Vitimanu, and we said it's tummy. Amr Lam Tsubitar Meshi Tamesim, he says, you made a mistake, really, it's tar, not tummy. Go back and tell me you made a mistake. And again, the Gemara explains the machlekes between Reb Chiya and his children. So this is another mice, and different time they went out to their fields, and the same thing happened. The father asked him, did any shailas come up? And then he ended up saying that they were wrong. So what's the pshat that these mice keep on happening? They go out to their fields, and their father asks them, did any shalas come up, and then they discuss it. So I think the maybe the hezbeh could be with a third gemara, another similar gemara, the gemara brachas and David chasam beis. The gemara has another maisa about Reb Chiya, the bnei Reb Chiya going out to their villages. It says on the top of the chasam beis, may Reb Chiya nafuk l'kiyah. So they went out to their kfarim. Again, Rashi says they went out to see their sadas, take care of their business, and the yakulu tamudayu. But now the gemara says a little bit differently. It says they forgot the learning. Have a kumitsari lad chure. They were working hard to try to remember their learning. And at that point, the Gemara says their father was already dead. Their father was an Ilam Amis. They forgot the learning. Amar lechad lechavei, one of the Ibn Reb Chiya said to the other one, Yoda avun b'hai tzara. Our father knows about our tzara. Their father, even though he was already dead, he's aware of the tzara that they're having to try to remember their learning. He knows what they're going through. He understands that they're trying to do it to re-chazer their learning. And he's aware of that tzara. And then the Gemara goes through a whole sugi over there, whether the Mesim know what goes on in this world or not. So this maisa, again, is very similar, but the chilek is this happened after the father was no longer alive. And over here, Tanka says that they forgot their learning. They actually forgot the learning. And the question is, why in this maisa they forgot the learning? In the other maisa, they didn't forget it. They had a machlekes with their father, but it doesn't say they forgot the learning. And why was it important for them to say that our father is aware of our tzar? Our father knows of the tzar that we have to try to remember our learning. Why was that so important for them to know? So they're trying to chazer the learning, whether the father knows about it or not. The char is not that important. What's the pshat in that? So I thought maybe this gemara could be megala on the other gemaras, that what was happening over here was like this. These bnei Reb Chiya, these are people that were, they were talmid chachamim, they would sit in the Beis Medrash, as the gemara says, Anita and Daf Chav Zayin, and they had to go out to business, they had to go out to their fields, and their father was concerned that maybe when they went out to their fields, they're going to be mesiach dasim, they're learning, they're not going to be thinking about it anymore, and they can chas v'shalom, forget the learning. So he wanted to encourage them to always be holding in the sugya, always be thinking and learning, and he would make sure to ask them questions as soon as they got back. Knew, did any shailas come up? How did you paskin? They would discuss it, and maybe even told them before that he was going to ask them this. And this put a certain pressure on them that even when they're there taking care of their business, they always have to be holding and learning. They have to be chazan the learning and be, you know, on top of their of the sugyas, to be holding the sugyas, to be able to answer properly, because they knew the father was going to ask them when they come back. And because of that, they talk it, didn't forget the learning. They were always chazaring and thinking and learning. But then what happened was, after the father was nifter, they didn't have that pressure anymore. They didn't have that mechayev. He wasn't there to ask him. And then the Gemara says, when they nafik l'kiyasa, when they went out to their villages to do their business, so nabach yakulu talmudayo, they forgot their learning because they were mesiach das. They didn't have that pressure from the father, and they forgot it. And they were working hard to try to remember their learning, have a kmitzari lad chure, and therefore it was important for them to, you know, they realized then, the chachma, their father, how he always tried to get them to be holding the learning, not be masiach das, and not forget it. And now that they did forget it, and they're trying to bring it back, it was important for them to know that their father is aware of their tzar, their father knows what's going on, even though they forgot it, he knows they're trying very much to bring it back, trying to recreate their learning, and that they learned the lesson from their father. That could be the hezber in these Gemaras and in the Chachma of the father of Reb Chiya. And you talk of fine in the Chayadamites and the Hagdama to the Chachmas Adam, that he was a balabas, and he says that he's made on himself, that even when he would go travel far for business, It was a seicher af chachmasi amdali ki b'nisiasi l'adarech da'iti aleh. When I was traveling, I was thinking about my learning. B'shiviasi b'chanos da'iti aleh. When I was sitting in my store, I thought about my learning. And even b'shas masu matan, even when he was mamish involved in business, he was thinking and learning, and he had kashas and terutzim. He was a person that was always involved in his learning. That was the person who lived such a life that even when he went out to the kiryas, he was able to be holding and learning. Avada, as B'sal Salanta says, when a person is mamish being icing a business, he can't be thinking and learning, because then his achayas is to work for his boss or for the customers to do the best he could do. But at times when it doesn't make a difference, and a person shouldn't be mesiach das to try as much as possible to always remember his learning, always have that connection to learning, that could be the hesber in these maasim with Reb Chiya.